When you go to select bands now, is it the same as when you did the first year, or what's the criteria?
We just go from the most rudimentary kind of delineations. Kinds of bands, you know, we get our local, you know, hokum bands.
The hokum bands.
We get our hokum bands. We get our we get a rock and roll band. You know, well, okay. Here's another. Like, before I go into that, you know, there's the people that live here get a certain amount of precedence. The landlords get a certain amount of precedence. So you have to, there's a pecking order wherein you have to understand that if the landlord's band wants to play, they get to play. And if my band wants to play, they get to play.
Right.
And if Shotzi's band wants to play, they get to play. Because he lives here and he has to deal with the inconvenience of Chaz Fest.
Do you think, is there a commonality between the three bands in terms of what they're up to? Is there some identity? I mean,
but between like the Geranium, Soul Asylum, and like 007 and the Tin Man and Shotzi and German Lions?
What do you think?
Is there a commonality? I think you could probably find a thread through all those things, you know.
What's the thread?
I can't possibly fathom that right now. But
you can feel one.
No, I'm just saying that those.
Oh, you're saying if you wanted to, you.
No,
could
no. I mean, the reason why those bands will play,
yeah,
is because of people's interests in the place. Like Perner's band gets to play. Jeff Treffinger's band gets to play if they want. Uh-huh. The Tomatoes get to play if they want because he works in the studio.
Right.
Shotzi's band gets to play. The Delta Bully Boys is the same. Tin Men. You know, this is for the local.
Local meaning in this. Like in this case.
Well,
in the block where the festival
is. We can
on.
Ask people that live in this place to put up with the inconvenience and not benefit from it. Like the thing, I mean, look. The to be the most honest with you would be to say that I'm as mystified by this whole thing as anybody. Mm-hmm. And I am bewildered, and I feel like I'm running down a hill with a boulder chasing me most of the time with this whole thing. And to back up and define what it is, to characterize and describe what it is that is going on, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't, you know, I can't say that I put, you know, I don't sit around and organize the bands that are invited to the Chaz Fest with anything like the care that, say, the Ponderosa Stomp does.
Okay.
Those guys are, will be, you know, those guys are big music fans, and they've got a laundry list of people that they want to hear, and they go through their record collections, and they, you know, they do. I carve out like maybe an afternoon in March where I just start writing down names.